Calvin McCullough, so glad you're with us and so happy to be here. And on Wednesdays, sometimes we set aside the front pages just for a few minutes to concentrate on one area of something in your life that really matters, and that is your physical well-being. And there was a news item that caught my attention, and I felt like I needed to talk to my next guest because he's done a lot of study in the area of bacteria and viruses and how they act and react in the human body and what happens to the human in the process of what they do. But Dr. Douglas Howard, who you also know as the inventor, creator, producer of the Balance of Nature product that I take and strongly endorse and have been taking now for about 3 years. I don't get sick anymore, basically, because of it. And he is back. And Doc, one of the reasons why I wanted to speak with you directly is because you do have not just your study and expertise in nutrition, but you've got a medical background as well. And so you can bring kind of the best of both worlds to this. But I forward you the story. There's a lot of concern about viruses and kind of their kind of, you know, impossibility to be beaten in some respects. You were explaining to me off air, there's a strong difference between bacteria and viruses and what we need to do in response. But just relay some of that for my listeners.
Well, it's a great subject because, number one, many people don't realize this, but now I'm going to talk about viruses and bacteria and the differences here for a second because that's what this article is going to address. But many people do not realize that antibiotics cannot kill a virus.
Right.
Because a virus is not alive. And if you break down the word antibiotic, that means anti-life. A biotic is life. So they go in and kill living organisms, which are bacteria. Now, they can't do that to viruses. So the difference is that a virus is not a living organism. It has DNA. It has all these things, but it cannot reproduce on its own. It cannot reproduce its own DNA. So it's kind of like a wind-up toy. So if it's a weapon it floats around, and as soon as it hits it hits all kinds of cells, but as soon as it hits the cell that's most vulnerable to it, then it has these hooks on its feet. And as soon as they grab into the cell, because they're much smaller than a cell, they grab into it, and then it sets off this mechanism that's like a wind-up toy starts going, and it drills. It just bores a hole into the cell, and then it drops in this fake encoding for DNA. And then those fake codes go in, and they'll jump onto the DNA strands, and then they start changing the DNA of the cell to start producing the DNA of what the virus needs.
Right.
And then that cell gets hijacked. So it starts producing viruses instead of what it should be. Because DNA is just it's your blueprint,
right,
of what the cell should build. And it just changes the blueprint and makes that cell start making those viruses until that cell eventually it can't survive. It eventually dies. And it blows up, and when it breaks open, then it releases all of these new viruses that it made for that virus. So it's not really alive. They're zombies, okay? That's the best way. In this day and age, people, you know, watch all these zombie movies. Well, viruses aren't really alive.
Right.
And so they're really sketchy to work with.
Well, and it has always made, I mean, that's one of the things that has caused people to, for instance, over-prescribe antibiotics because they've been misapplying them for non-bacterial infections. So when you have the virus versus the bacterial infection, then, you know, understanding kind of how that mechanism works is kind of crucial to that. But what's the solution to preventing or keeping viruses from, you know, doing what they do?
Well, in fact, what people don't realize is when you take an antibiotic and it's against a virus, let's say you have a virus and you take an antibiotic, then it actually suppresses your immune system. An antibiotic does suppress your immune system to a certain degree. And so therefore it makes it so your body can't work against that virus as well. And then it makes you more susceptible to other viruses and bacteria coming in.
Sure.
But anyways.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
So the best thing to do is obviously build your own immune system. The body is, it's amazing. It's fantastic at how this is all, you know, your defense system was made to fight these things. And so when we're able to go in and actually fight the things that are coming on first, for example, one day we were doing research on cancer at a university, and we were walking across the campus, and they were getting into things like this, like now they genetically modifying a virus that can go in and identify a cancer cell and kill it, and I can get into some of the problems with that in a minute here, but they were doing this tailored, you know, cancer treatment for each individual, and I was actually at one point in my life quite excited about it. And then one day I was walking across this university campus and I turned to my wife and I went, "We already have the cure for cancer." And she was like, "What?" And I said, "We already have the cure. The cure is the prevention." Let me explain that. Is prevention cleared down to the DNA level, though?
Right,
that's what's
right,
important.
Right.
Because number one, we're all going to get damaged DNA. All of us will. It's just how it works. For example, anytime you burn fuel, you will get free radicals. Well, our body's burning fuel all day long. What's really cool, though, is our body actually, whether you want to call it God or a greater intelligence or whatever you want to call it, but it's incorporated that it takes those free radicals and incorporates them into making more energy. That's how we make ATP, which is the energy module, so to speak, of how we function.
Right.
So anyways, so we always are producing free radicals. When you overexercise, you produce a lot more free radicals. The body, the immune system has to be able to respond to those free radicals also, because free radicals will go in and damage DNA also. It's like shooting bullets through, or putting a bull in a china closet, or actually shooting random bullets all over the place, and eventually some of them are going to hit strands of DNA and damage it. So number one, you want the capsule around the cell and the capsule around the nucleus to be able to stop those bullets from flying through and making a problem. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Number two, you want to minimize how many bullets are out there, and that's the immune system, and other chemistry can go in and say, "Oh, you're a free radical out here not doing the right job. Here, let me give you a little boost. Here's you an electron to balance you out." And then they're no longer a free radical.
Gotcha.
So there's the two first aspects, and where we get that chemistry to do that is from fruits and vegetables. So as it's burning things, then we want to protect the cell is number one. Number two, we're not going to always protect the cell, and there is going to be DNA damage. So the body has this really cool mechanism that goes up and down, and it goes and it inspects as the cell is about to divide, then there's this little messenger that goes up and down all of the DNA strands on one side. And then it goes up and down the DNA strands on the other on the new cell that it's made as it divides. If it doesn't match anymore, if it doesn't match perfectly, I'm sorry, I got to turn my computer down here. It keeps dinging away at us. If it doesn't match, then it halts the division until it can repair the DNA so they match perfectly. If it goes ahead and divides without matching, then you have a mutant cell, which can become a cancer cell. Following me?
Yep, so far.
Okay. So if that cell can become a cancer cell, you want to stop it. And so first thing is you want to make sure that communication occurs and that little messenger can go up one side and then down the other side and say, "Yep, it all matches perfectly." If it doesn't match perfectly, then you want it to be able to repair itself. So then the second protection against cancer and aging, by the way, is DNA repair mechanism. So first protect the DNA, second be able to identify and repair the DNA, okay? Third, we're not going to catch all of those either. So sometimes that cell is going to go ahead and divide and have a mutant cell. We all have these mutant cells in our body. The less of them we have, the less chance of them becoming cancer. And the less of them that we have, the easier it is for our immune system to go through and identify them. See, the immune system then identifies that cell as not right, okay? And so it identifies it as a mutant. And then it attacks it just like it would a bacteria or a virus or anything else that shouldn't be in the body. And it attacks it and kills it. The less invading armies you have, the easier it is to take care of them. Does that make sense?
Totally. Totally does.
Okay. So, number one, we want to protect the DNA so they don't get damaged. Number two, when they do get damaged, that the repair mechanism in the DNA can be faster and better. Number three, when a mutant cell then does get through the lines anyways, that the immune system can identify it quickly and kill it. That's really the cure. That is the cure for cancer.
Yeah. And it really, and like you said at the beginning, it's all the way down to the cellular level, and it is why it is so important to have your health begin at the cellular level. If your cells aren't healthy, your body's not going to be healthy. And if there's one thing I've learned from hanging around Dr. Howard, it's been that I need to pay as much attention to my cellular health as I do almost anything else. That's why Balance of Nature is so vital, because it is scientifically designed to help give you the proper balance of 31 fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. You get about 10 servings. Think of having like 10 plates full of a salad made out of 31 fruits and vegetables. That's the amount of nutrition that you're getting in the average dose. And even more so when you are trying to stop your body from getting that cold and other things. And friends, I'm telling you, I started using it nearly 3 years ago now. And I used to have chronic bronchitis and colds and illnesses, and I rarely even feel like I get any of that coming on anymore. If you want more information,
awesome?
Oh, Doc, it's been a lifesaver in so many ways, especially when I've got young kids, because I don't have time to be sick anymore. I'm not allowed to be sick anymore.
Well, your voice isn't important either.
Right, exactly. I don't have any reason to keep that thing working. So, friends, listen, call Doc Howard's office and ask for a health coach that will walk you through some assessment of your own health situation. They'll ask you some questions, but also they'll tell you more about the fruits and veggies and the spice and fiber. And that's all they do. That's the only stuff that they do at Balance of Nature, but it's making such a difference in so many people's lives. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, and just mention Kevin McCullough or promo code KMC when you call, and they'll be glad to help you. Doc Howard, thank you so much for helping us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.